Maine, Maine, Maine Outdoors. From Rangeley to Eastport, Fort Kent to Kittery, the Maine Outdoors is waiting for all of us to see. The mountains, lakes, and rivers, the wildlife, and the woods are just outside your doorway. So get outside and find it in the Maine Outdoors. Happens in the Maine Outdoors, they talk about it all. Just tune in your radio to 103.9. Jim and Paul and Bob and Matt are your Outdoors Hotline. Sunday night 7 on WVOM. You find out what is happening, just listen to the radio to the Maine Outdoors.
Welcome to the Maine Outdoors. Here's tonight's host, V. Paul Reynolds.
And good evening. I'm your host for the evening, Jim Thorne with the Northwoods Sporting Journal. V. Paul is still in our southern headquarters, holding down the fort down there, making sure the sun shines every day. Welcome to the Maine Outdoors, Maine's longest running outdoor radio program. I'm your host, Jim Thorne, and behind the bulletproof glass in our studio, Spacious 7A, is Norm Plord. Hi, Norm.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing pretty good, all things considered. Nice day today. Kind of warm.
Yeah, really nice. I mean, can't complain about, this is what, just about the end of January?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, and I looked at the long-range forecast, and it's supposed to be a little above average over the most of the next few days, so. Well, there, and we also have a call-in guest after our trivia question at quarter hour. I did want to take some time for a few minutes here. Most of you are probably aware that our little town of Carmel, Maine, lost our town manager and friend, Kevin Howell, on Friday. In a horrible accident where he broke through the ice and did not survive. I was honored to be able to spend the day with Penobscot County Sheriff's Department and the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife on scene most all of that day. For those that did not hear the story, Kevin was out walking with his 4-year-old son early that morning, and whatever the circumstances were, they went through the ice, and Kevin was able to get his son out, and his son went up to get Kevin's wife, and the young boy made it home safe, and mom tucked him in, and she came back down with rope and tried to save Kevin, and she fell in, and she had the foresight to call the police department at the house, and about that time, one of the sheriff's deputies heard the screams and came down, and another Carmel Fire Department member, and they were able to save Kevin's wife, but unfortunately Kevin had gone under the ice, so unfortunately that day was focused more on recovery. And Kevin was, having dealt with him in my capacity as a legislator, having dealt with him as a town manager, as a resident of Carmel, I can tell you that he was a very, very conscientious, very caring town manager who went above and beyond at every opportunity he had to make Carmel a better place for everyone to live. So thank you to everyone as far as your heartfelt thoughts and prayers to Kevin's family, friends, co-workers, and the town of Carmel for that, and Kevin will be sorely missed, to say the least. Let's go to our Outdoor Digest, which is brought to you this week and every week by my favorite publication, the Northwoods Sporting Journal.
Fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Fishing, loving every day.
Sunrise today was at 6:59. That means tomorrow, Norm, the sun's going to rise before 7 a.m. again. Get earlier and earlier.
We can take it.
And the sunset was at 4:37 this afternoon, a length of day of 9 hours, 38 minutes. And we're working to our spring solstice ever closer on March 21st. So
it's heading in the right direction.
That's right. Let's see, our last full moon was on January 25th. That was Thursday. And that was our wolf moon. Our next full moon will be on February 24th, and that will be the snow moon. And I always talk about March's full moon is called the worm moon. And I like to think it's called the worm moon because by March, maybe you might have a worm in your driveway. You never know. Snow's all gone. Get a warm day. That's what we'll call it. Let's see. Want to remind everybody, free fishing weekends in Maine this year, February 17th and 18th, Saturday, Sunday, February 17th and 18th. And then if you are a planner way ahead, our summer, spring, if you will, free fishing weekend is June 1st and 2nd. June 1st and 2nd. Let's see what else we have. February 2nd through the 4th. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that's coming right up this coming weekend. There is a fishing derby. It's Moosehead Lake Togue Derby. That's February 2nd through the 4th. Moosehead Lake Togue Derby. That's what you can search for them on to find more information on Facebook, Moosehead Lake Togue Derby. And again, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Let's see. We also have the Brady Nickerson Foundation Family Fishing Derby. That's a mouthful. The Brady Nickerson Foundation Family Fishing Derby. And I have that on my phone if I can find it fast enough for you. There it is. And that is on Matinacook Lake at Prince Thomas Park on Lake Street in Lincoln. And that starts at 8 a.m. and runs until 2 p.m. Again, on Saturday, February 25th. Saturday, February 25th, and $10 entry free, and I believe kids are free. Yes, kids are free on that one. So that's up in Lincoln at Matinacook Lake on February 25th. All right. And let's see. I have a trivia question, and I am going to throw out a subscription to the North Maine Northwoods Sporting Journal, only because I don't have anything else. I'm not a Bob Lehman. I don't tie flies. I don't paint pictures. I have my own little person here. So,
and you haven't written books.
And I haven't written books. No, I did one article in the Northwoods Sporting Journal so I could add outdoor writer to my resume, but that was it. Paul hasn't asked me to write another article, so. Yeah. All right, our trivia question tonight is, April 8th, this coming April 8th, is a total solar eclipse. That's when that will happen, on April 8th. When will the next one be after that, after this April 8th solar total eclipse. When will the next one be in the United States? If you think you know, give us a call. 1-800-966-1039. We'll be right back after these messages.
More Maine Outdoors next on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, 95.1 Rockland, the voice of Maine.
Heads up, Augusta. T&K Tactical has moved to a new, larger location. They're now at 56 Western Avenue in the old Kmart Plaza, and they're open right now. T&K offers custom AR-15 builds, on-site laser engraving, handgun, optic slide milling, custom holsters, optic mounting, bore sighting, and general gunsmithing. Plus, they're a Glock and Sig Sauer certified armorer. Visit the new T&K Tactical on Western Avenue in Augusta today. Online at tnktactical.com.
Hi, this is Wanda from Lemoyne Marketplace, conveniently located on Route 184. Mornings and afternoons, you pass by us when you travel from Route 1 to Route 3. Check out our two one-topping pizza specials for just $14.99 every day, all day. We have a well-stocked agency liquor store on site, lunch specials, propane exchange center, an awesome deli, and nice variety of grocery items, too. Lemoyne Marketplace, proud to be in the town of Lemoyne. It's the little store with so much more. You're in, you're out, you're home.
Professional contractors and experienced do-it-yourselfers will tell you successful building projects start with proper planning. When you're ready to tackle your next building project, depend on the knowledge and experience of the helpful team at Hammond Lumber Company. Your Hammond sales rep will help you prepare your initial ideas and set you up with Hammond's Home Planning Center. Hammond's design and drafting specialist will work with you to refine your plans. You can also look through Hammond's extensive library of stock drawings for more ideas. Hammond's drafting department will translate your concept into a detailed computerized drawing with 3D visualization available. Hammond's sales department will work with you on materials list and cost estimate, and when you buy all of your materials from them, Hammond will refund all of your design fees. Hammond can also deliver your order, large or small, from any of their 22 locations across Maine and New Hampshire. Home or garage, or in addition to your existing home, start by bringing your vision to Hammond Lumber Company, your building project partner since 1953.
Welcome back to Maine Outdoors. I'm your host for the evening, Jim Thorne, with the Northwoods Sporting Journal. And before we went on break, we asked a trivia question, and the trivia question was, on April 8th, we have a total solar eclipse happening in Maine. And my question was, when will the next total solar eclipse be in the United States, visible from the United States? We have a caller on the line.
Yes, we do, and I just want to check with him. Did I tell you you were caller number one? Caller number one?
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, caller number one.
Yes. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Bill. I'm calling from Malunkus Lake.
All right. How are things in Malunkus?
Pretty quiet right now, but we're looking forward to that eclipse. I'm hoping to fill every cabin we got.
Well, there. Hopefully you will.
Coming straight overhead, so it's a great course. It's right by Mount Katahdin. It's about dead center.
Yeah, yeah. I saw. I looked online, and they had the path that came across the United States, and
We're pretty fortunate.
Quite a good swath. Well, do you think you know an answer to the question? When the next one will be?
I think I figured out the problem. I can't put two lines in at the same time, so.
Oh, okay.
We've lost call number one. He needs to call back in.
All right. Hey, this is fun. No, it is.
I got it.
All right. Are you Malunkus?
Nope.
No, he's
calling
number
two.
So why don't you hang on? We'll get the other one coming back in. Hold on.
All right.
Hi, call number one.
And the good thing about this is, if you're not satisfied, you can get your money back. Well, it's a good thing I asked an easy question. All right. We have a caller there.
Yes, you do.
All right. Is this Malunkus?
Yes, it is.
Oh, welcome back.
A long ways away, I guess.
And well, like I say, we got issues with our phone system here. It's a learning curve and growing pain. So we got you back. That's the important thing. And you're going to hopefully fill your cabins.
I hope so. We'll be in a good spot.
Yeah.
It's going to be the right time of day, around 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And what's your cabins up there called?
The Malunkus Lake Sporting Camps.
Malunkus Lake Sporting Camps. There you go.
Correct.
Good spot B. Not a lot of light pollution up there, is it?
No, there's none. No, we don't really have any neighbors or anything. We're pretty secluded up there.
Okay, good.
And the lake will be frozen, so you can be out on the lake viewing it from the lake. It should be really good.
Yeah, all right. Sounds like a good time. Well, you heard the question. Do you know when the next one will be?
I believe the next one is 24 years, and the last one was 17 years.
All right. Well, I got my answer from science.nasa.gov.
Yeah, mine was a wild-ass guess.
Now, you weren't in the Air Force by chance, were you?
No, I was not.
they used to say, when's takeoff time? What's the wag time?
Yeah, what's the wag time? Exactly right. Very familiar. Yeah, too funny.
Well, the next one is August 23rd, 2044. So I'm bad at math, so that's close enough for me. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Perfect.
Do you happen to get the Northwood Sporting Journal?
I sure do. I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, well, you can either gift this new one or you can add it on whenever this current one expires.
Well, I think I'll gift it with somebody that's not as blessed as myself and already get it every month.
Look at you. Good. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, but again, like you spoke earlier when you started the show, I want to warn people about shallow ice because it's the middle of winter, but there's still a lot of thin ice where the water's moving and things like that. So people got to really be careful out there.
Yeah, no, and I mean, this was right at the start of an outlet, and it was snowed over, and you probably would have never known any different until you got too far. So, thank you.
If you don't know the area, so
Well, appreciate you calling, and if you hold on, Norm will get your information from you on who you want that to go to, and we can make sure that happens. How's that? What's your first name again?
Wonderful. First name is Bill.
Bill, okay. All right. We'll figure out a way to get you off air and have Norm get your information from you and enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host for the evening here at the Main Outdoors, Jim Thorne. You're listening to us on VOM, the Voice of Maine, Bangor, Augusta, and Waterville's News Talk Radio, 103.9 Bangor, 101.3 Augusta, 95.1 Rockland, the Voice of Maine. And if you have something that you would like to call in and talk with us about, the number here is 1-800-966-1039, 1-800-966-1039. And if you do not have a subscription to the Northwood Sporting Journal, but you would like one, or you have somebody in your life that you think would like them, a lot of times they're very popular with people that are living in out of state. And bear with us. Yeah, he's going to try calling you. And Norm, that was Jerry. He said he can't get through, so if...
Well, I saw the call coming in, but I couldn't take it because I was taking the information from Bill. So
right.
If he calls back, I'll take his call.
Or any way you can call out to him?
Yes, I believe I can. I'm going to find out.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
We'll try. Either get call in because, again, this new phone system is just causing fits. But I was in the middle of saying if you would like a subscription, you can call to the Northwood Sporting Journal at 732-4880, 732-4880. And talk to Alicia, and she can hook you up with a subscription for yourself or with somebody else. And if you'd like to send her an email, you can send that to info@sportingjournal.com. And that way you can save a lot of money off the newsstand price for the Northwood Sporting Journal. And the dates are trickling out for all the sportsman shows coming up in the spring. And I believe that's on the websites as well. Eastern Maine Sportsman Show, I believe, is the 14th, 15th, 16th of March. Good evening, Jerry. Good evening, Jerry. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, wonderful. We figured it out. Next thing we do, we launch a man to the moon. It won't be you, though. That's the good part.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, through the wonder of modern technology, we figured our phone system out, and we have on the line the president and founder of the Aroostook County Conservation Association, registered Maine guide, Mr. Jerry McLaughlin. Good evening, Jerry.
Good evening, yeah.
I asked Jerry to come on because I don't know of any grassroots effort in Maine that has persevered and, I'll call it, succeeded at what the mission was when you started this so many years ago. Would you take us back to when you started the ACCA and kind of explain a little bit about what that meant up in Aroostook County?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the compliments. We formed this in 2008, 2009. Our first meeting, we put out a little flyer in businesses around and asked for a meeting at the Caribou High School ski room. Well, that night we had the meeting, and December 22nd, 2008, we had about 30, 35 people show up with a big interest to help our white-tailed deer. Mm. So behind that, I got a hold of, 2007, 2008, we had a 200-inch snow up here.
Yes.
And we lost 75% of our deer. So I got a hold of Washington County, Dave Toby and Ed Renault,
yeah,
from the WCCA, and they came up and they helped us get formed and get started and give us our bylaws and whatever, and we revamped them, and we worked with the WCCA and got formed.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we got formed, we said, well, we know one problem that we got to address is a coyote.
Right.
Killing our deer in the winter. So we formed a coyote control program, which is, I'll explain this, how this works.
Mm-hmm.
It's funded by a $25 entry fee to join the contest.
Yep.
And sponsors, businesses, all donated money to this, a lot of it. And we've done a gun raffle. We made some on that.
Yeah.
And we use the Maine trappers and hunters to harvest these coyotes. And at the end of the day, at our pool of money, we paid every entry one that if they state tagged their coyotes, that was one thing we stipulated, they want to keep track of them.
Mm-hmm.
We paid everybody $25 for every coyote they harvest, whether it be one, or we had some people that harvested in the 30s.
Yeah.
All got $25 a piece.
Well, there. And I assume that was successful.
Very successful.
Yeah. Oh, on average, how many would you get in a winter?
All right. Our average was 140 for the low.
Wow.
The 209 was our highest.
My goodness.
You tell a lot of people that, and they say, we didn't believe that there were that many coyotes around here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just what you harvested.
That's right.
And
that's just a small percentage.
And I can tell you from, you know, it's just like everything else. If that's what you're harvesting, there's more there that, you know, because I already listened to Jerry Levine and David Trahan in committee,
yeah,
let us know that, you're not going to eradicate them.
Never.
And it's kind of like squirrels, you know, you think you got a couple at your feet or whatever, and, you know, you just, every day you could shoot two a day and they just keep coming, so.
That's right.
Yeah. Jerry, I need you to hold on just for a minute. We got to go to a short commercial break. But on the back side, we'll talk more about it. Jerry McLaughlin from the Aroostook County Conservation Association. We'll be right back after these messages.
Maine Outdoors next on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, 95.1 Rockland, the voice of Maine.
You're ready to sell, but how much should you list your home for? Hi, this is Julie Sleeper, co-owner at Realty of Maine. The real estate market is constantly changing, and what you need most is an experienced agent that knows how to navigate through this ever-changing environment. No matter where you are in the state of Maine, there's a Realty of Maine agent near you that's familiar with your area and your neighborhood, an agent that knows what your home is worth and how to get you top dollar, an agent from Realty of Maine. Find a local market expert by logging on to realtyofmaine.com. It's time to move with Realty of Maine.
Why is Fox & Ginn the best choice for your next move? For starters, they have a spotless safety record. Plus, the folks at Fox & Ginn are Mainers. They understand how to move, no matter the weather, even in the middle of winter. In fact, Fox & Ginn has the most experience with winter moves. When it comes to the estimate, they'll send someone over to actually assess your move. That means you get an accurate in-person estimate, not just an over-the-phone guesstimate. With Fox & Ginn, you get a professional, efficient, qualified, friendly moving team to serve you during the moving process. And they don't just pile your belongings in the back of a truck. They box them up, wrap them, protect them, and carefully load them. So if you have fine art, a piano, anything delicate, you don't have to worry. You also get the best value with Fox & Ginn because they bundle added services like document shredding, IT and electronics shredding. They offer bulk order discounts and free professional advice. Call now to schedule a free in-home consultation and tell them the promo code RADIO for an additional discount on your move. That's 1-800-288-4369 or visit foxginn.com.
Blueberry Broadcasting provides broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek help of local community organizations in referring qualified candidates or distributing information about job vacancies. Interested organizations should email their request to jobs@blueberrybroadcasting.com. Blueberry Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Good evening. Welcome back to the Maine Outdoors. I'm your host for the evening, Jim Thorne. And with me online from northern Maine up in Aroostook County is Jerry McLaughlin. He is the president and founder of the Aroostook County Conservation Association, helping Maine's white-tailed deer population one deer at a time. Hello, Jerry.
Yes. Hello, Jim.
Before we went on break, you were talking about the success of predation, and obviously, you know, to take a decimated deer herd, and we could go over the reasons why, you know, multifaceted to do with deep snow depths that hit Aroostook County back years ago, predation with the coyote, deer wintering yard decimation. A lot of things were going against the white-tailed deer. But fortunately, you and your association have been able to turn that around, yes?
Yes. I see our deer herd coming back around the farm ground.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the big woods, they're coming back slowly because there ain't no big woods anymore.
Yeah.
The wood harvesting, a lot of our deer yards got cut. And as we go on this program tonight, I'll let you know what we're doing to help that.
Yeah. While I'm thinking of it, Jerry, I mean, you said you started with a room full of, you know, 30 people back in 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
What's your membership look like today?
I just looked at it tonight. 344.
That is outstanding. And I know that I have been a part of the Aroostook County Conservation Association over the years at your banquet.
Yeah.
the support that you get. And now you're able to dovetail in with Sportsman's Alliance of Maine is on board with you.
Yep.
Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, you know, partnership with Land for Maine's Future. We were talking off mic the other day, and you were talking about how much land you've acquired up there for deer area.
Yep. And I'll get to that later.
Okay.
I had quite a spiel I wanted to present to people tonight about that.
Sure.
Okay. Is there any more to go over on coyotes? Anybody got questions or whatever that they want to know how our coyote program works?
I think that's pretty self-explanatory, and you know, I know that it was the department's view was not to villainize any form of wildlife or anything. So they were kind of in a catch-22, but you're not. So you were able to do it in a way that, you know, legally and ethically and very capably lowered that number. So,
yeah.
We'll move
and
right on.
Our hunting local, Jim,
yeah.
I've noticed a difference. It used to be in the fall of the year, and they are hunting on snow.
Yeah.
Chasing the deer, there'd be two or three coyotes behind it.
That's right. Yeah.
They didn't see that this year.
Well, that's
a lot of these areas where we've been harvesting coyotes, the deer run pretty free.
Yeah, and that's a...
It does make a difference.
Yeah, and that's a testament to your organization and efforts, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
What else can you tell us about the Aroostook County Conservation Association?
Well, let's move right into supplement feeding.
All right.
Okay. We work with our biologists on this.
Mm-hmm.
And we was all new about this, so we worked together with our biologists. And the biggest thing was is what to feed them and the location to feed. So our biologist said feed them 50% whole oats and 50% barley. We did that.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing that. And the, another thing, we got Ryan Jarrett's farm. The plant of some alfalfa. We've worked with the guys over in Tobik in Canada,
okay.
And they've been feeding alfalfa for years,
right.
And the deer stay healthy and fat on it.
Hmm.
So when we first started doing this, I said, well, before I do anything with alfalfa, I got to test it. So Ryan Jarrett planted us some, I got some, and I sent it to Dairy One in New York, and I wanted to test for protein for the deer.
Mm-hmm.
And the tests come back, first cut, 19% protein for deer.
And what's the recommended level for deer?
If you had 10 or 12, you'd be doing all right.
Okay.
But like the biologist said, this protein in cold weather,
yep.
And these bucks wore down by December.
Right.
This is great. Great feed for them.
Okay.
And the second cut proved out to be 22% protein.
Wow.
So it's real good, healthy food for these deer.
Yeah.
Up here, we are totally against feeding them corn.
Mm-hmm.
The biologist said corn in the southern part of Maine, where they're used to it,
right.
Won't affect them. But bringing them corn up here is like giving them just sugar.
Mm-hmm.
They'll starve to death on just corn. There's no protein in it.
It's a high-energy food is what it is. And,
so it is.
Well, those percentage of protein in alfalfa, I mean, people could be feeding their cattle that. I mean, that's excellent.
It is.
Because
and
normally,
a lot of dairy farmers up here look for that.
Sure, because when I was raising cattle as a hobby, I mean, if you had 16% protein, you were doing great.
Yeah.
So this sounds really good.
Yeah, thank you. Well, like I say, working with the biologist, the other thing was location. And I used to call Sean Haskell when he was a head up there biologist in Ashland, and I would tell him, this guy wants to feed or this guy, would you check it out? And he would check it out and say, well, it's a good place to hear or it ain't. And if it wasn't, they didn't get no feed from us.
Yeah.
So we worked with them, and this was all a learning process for all of us. And we learned that you got to feed them way away from the road. Or if you don't, you're just beating them out in the road to get them run over.
Right.
So the location was a big. Now, the other thing is, why do we feed? We didn't want to feed deer. It's very expensive. But all the deer in all the towns in Aroosa County, the deer came to town. Because their deer yards were all gone.
Right.
And when you get, like Allagash, probably 1,000 deer in the town of Allagash, what are they going to eat?
Yeah, shrubbery.
Yeah, shrubbery and everything else, and they'll starve to death.
Right.
And the thing with the alfalfa, what we found is, if you put out grain, the big ones will drive the little ones, and they eat.
Mm-hmm.
With the alfalfa, it's there 24/7. The big guy will eat, and he'll go lay down, and the little guy will live off that. He can eat. So it's real good for that high protein for these little guys.
Mm.
It's good for that big old buck that's all wore down and lost his body fat.
Right.
And it's very good for these pregnant does coming spring.
Absolutely.
They have good, healthy lambs.
Yeah.
Where if you don't feed them, then they starve. They're going to abort their lambs.
Yeah.
I ain't no biologist. This is what I've learned.
Well, and the proof is in the pudding.
It is.
And I can hear a lot of people in central and southern Maine right now. They're listening, probably shaking their heads. But if you haven't been to Aroostook County was renowned and known for its big-bodied deer. And, you know, back when I was a kid growing up in Aroostook County in the 60s, 70s, people would flock from Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and they would head to northern Maine for one of those big-bodied 200-plus deer. And through consequences that I listed earlier, you know, losing the wintering ground, predation, you know, a bad timing of a couple years back-to-back and high snow levels, that did him in. And like you say, it's, you know, I don't want to talk about, you know, grassroots like it's not a good thing, because it is a good thing, because there are certain things the department has their hands tied on what they'll take in and what they won't. And, you know, basically, I think that's where you were, Jerry, where you basically said, I'm tired of waiting for somebody else to solve this problem. We're gonna do it ourselves, right?
That's exactly.
And then along the way, you know, you get a buy-in and things work out, and we've passed some legislation to be able to get some land for the deer to, you know, to work on over the next couple decades to get it back to where it can be, that wintering area. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the biggest buck per county here, that sheet.
Yeah.
And Aroostook County from 2008-09 with 75% of its deer gone. Aroostook County killed 56 over 200 pounds this year, and the biggest one was 252.
That's
impressive.
That is fantastic. That is.
That kind of makes us put a little pat on our back for what we're doing, because we see the results.
And rightly so. And Jerry, I gotta take another short commercial break. That's our last one of the show. But when I come back, I want to talk about how maybe folks can get in touch with you and be a part of your success up there.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Yep.
Well, a long time sponsor of our show here at the Maine Outdoors. And we're going on, I think it's 30 years, Norm.
Getting there. We're pretty close.
Believe it or not, back when I was in diapers. Huh? Maybe not that far, but we have General Appliance. And General Appliance is located now on 103 Center Street. They moved up to the corner of Main Street and Center Street there. Better digs, better, higher visibility. And they are still going strong. Their phone number is 989-4341. And I did happen to go on their Facebook page, and they were featuring a, I want to say it was a Yodel gas stove, gas fireplace, which we have a gas fireplace, and we love it. It's just, it's there's no wood to lug. You don't have to sweep up the bark and the pieces. You don't have to worry about a spark or an ember jumping out on the carpet on you. And you use it when you want to use it, and then when you don't want to use it, you turn it off, and you can leave the house, and you don't have to worry about leaving a fire going. So there's lots of advantages to it for those that like it. And if you get a hold of General Appliance, they can not only service and sell gas appliances and electric, but they can also hook you up with composting toilets.
Ride the wave, baby.
You betcha. And now featuring gas fireplaces. So go give them a look-see at 103 Center Street down there in Brewer, or give them a call at 989-4341, General Appliance Services. Well, if you're just joining in, I'm your host for the evening for the Maine Outdoors, Jim Thorne. Listening to us on 103.9 Bangor, 101.3 Augusta, and 95.1 Rockland, the voice of Maine. And with us this evening, we have from the Aroostook County Conservation Association, the president and founder, registered Maine guide, Jerry McLaughlin. And Jerry, in the, how many years are we working here? What is that? Quick math.
How long we've been formed?
Yeah.
15 years.
15 years.
And, 15, yep.
And you've come leaps and bounds from when you first got together. The land that you've acquired, the deer that you've managed to maintain through the winters, the predation control that you've managed to get a handle on and help out the deer herd in Aroostook County is truly amazing, and you've built your membership from 30 guys that stopped by to say, what's this all about, to over, what did you say, 350?
344.
344 and growing. And you got a banquet coming up real soon.
May 4th.
Say that again?
May 4th at Caribou Motor Inn.
Okay, May 4th. That's an easy date to remember. That's Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, May the 4th be with you. So, how can somebody get in touch with you, Jerry, if they wanted to find out more about what you do and maybe get involved and pick your brain?
Yeah, they can go on our website, and my number is 592-2516. Or they can go to our web at www.accamaine.com.
All right, accamaine.com. And as we've discussed before, and there are many other regions of Maine that are in a lower deer situation than they used to be for the exact same reasons. You know, they had a heavy snow a couple of years back to back there, like you say, years ago. High predation, and we know that bobcat and lynx will bring down a deer just as efficiently as a coyote will.
Right.
And the harvesting practices over the years have decimated the not only the cedar swamps and the traditional wintering yards, but in and around those areas as well. The harvest and the growing operations have changed from what they were. Harvesting has become more efficient. You're able to go in and do a lot more harvesting than you used to be in the manual days of old, back when things were different. So, what are you working on present day, Jerry? What's on your radar?
I've got a little more here I want to tell you about the ACCA.
Okay.
We got a few minutes?
We do.
All right. We plant trees.
Yeah.
We plant 10,000 cedar trees every year donated by Cedar Works out of Rockport, Maine, because they build furniture out of cedar, and they donate these back to put back what they think. and which is great. And we plant oak, white, and red. And we got oak already producing acorns. And we're working now on chestnut. We planted some last year, and they did real well. We're hoping to expand on that a little this year.
Hmm.
We plant over 100 acres of food plots with our own mix, a mix that we developed for Roosick County.
Yeah.
Plant 100 acres every year all over Roosick County. We send 5 youth kids to conservation camp every year. We do ice fishing for the youth with Sportsman Inc. in Madawaska Lake.
Yeah.
We do a spring fishing day for the youth with the Elks Club at Mantle Lake in Presque Isle.
Yes.
We have a scholarship fund for a student going to college that's doing conservation of any type. He's welcome to apply for it. We join partners, like you said a while ago, Jim, with Sam and Dave Trahan, and we formed an outfit called ACWDC, which stands for Roosick County Whitetail Deer Collaborative.
It's a great name for a band, too.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. Yeah. We're working with IFNW and the Land for Maine's Future.
Yeah.
And so far, they have bought, and we're managing over 7,255 acres.
Wow.
In Aroostook.
That is amazing.
And we're working on more. In the ACWDC right now, we have $27,125 that people has donated. And that's a 3-to-1 match with the Pittman-Robinson Act for buying more land. So that totals up to $108,500 we got right there to buy a deer yard with.
That is fantastic.
And ACCA is a 501c3 if you go on that website and want to donate. I look at this as, Jim, this is our kids and our grandkids' future. Yeah. Reach in our pockets.
It is. It's amazing, and that's one of the reasons why I asked you to come back on the show, Jerry, is because I'm totally impressed with how you're able to take a situation that was, and I'll call it dire. Was the deer herd in northern Maine, just from those things that we talked about, and again, kudos to the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife and for Sportsman's Alliance of Maine, and not to pat myself on the back, but I did vote on LMF in the legislature to make sure that we did have land that was set aside for wildlife and for deer wintering yard, because that is it. We know how many... I'm a registered Maine guide myself, even though I don't take advantage of since I've been in the legislature. But I understand, and I go to and I talk with a lot of the Maine professional guides, and know that those businesses up in northern Maine were hit very hard and had to reinvent themselves in an industry that has a long legacy in Maine. White-tailed deer hunting. So,
and unfortunately, a lot of the logging companies, I may be stepping out a bit here, but I don't see where they have any respect for wintering yards. So they should know better than harvest them, but they are being harvested, so that doesn't help.
You're right.
And, I mean, we all have our stories of wintering yards that we know of, and you know, I'll use the example up there in Sherman, right at the Medway, where always traditional deer. You know that there were deer yards, and I drive by there now and I see solar panel field, and I know that they whacked that and put in solar panel fields. I'm not opposed to technology and improving, but you know, that is something that, I've listened to David Trahan at Sam and ILA talk with at length, is making sure that we don't put these windmill and solar panel fields up without regard to wildlife. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Jerry,
I'll tell you what, anybody doesn't belong to SAM or ACCA should be.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate
you. SAM and us, there'd be nothing.
We appreciate you coming on tonight and filling us in on the history and where ACCA has been and where it's going. And I'll give you another chance if you want to let the folks know how to contact you.
Okay. I want the folks to know that no one is paid and all monies donated to ACCA stays in Aroostook County.
Yep.
And they can go online to accamaine.com and find anything they want to find out about us.
Yep.
And if they want to join, there's applications right there, and there's application to donate to the ACWDC.
Wonderful. Jerry, thank you for taking time out of your Sunday to talk with us, and we appreciate it, and all that you've done to help white-tailed deer in Maine, and subsequently the white-tail hunters of Maine, and subsequently the registered Maine guides and the lodges in Maine. That means a lot to all of us.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come on.
All right. And next Sunday, right here, will be in the host seat, Mr. Bob Mercer, right here on the Maine Outdoors.